Intro. This is an advanced sound design lesson. The GrooveWriter Ableton Live 12 Vinyl Crackle Bed Blueprint using Session View to Arrangement View. In this session, you'll build a multi-layered, tempo-locked vinyl crackle bed, deep, textural, and dynamically responsive, using only Ableton Live 12 stock devices and a Session View workflow. We'll perform variations live and commit them into Arrangement View for final editing and placement in a drum and bass mix. Keep the exact phrase in your head. This is the GrooveWriter Ableton Live 12 Vinyl Crackle Bed Blueprint using Session View to Arrangement View. What you will build, you'll create. Layer A, micro crackle, short transients and high frequency detail. Layer B, sustained vinyl hiss, mid-high texture with slow movement. Layer C, flutter and pop layer, occasional pops and low thumps tuned to your kick and snare. A return bus for reverb and space, and a grouped vinyl bed with LP/HP shaping, analog style saturation, tempo synced amplitude modulation, and a hybrid reverb send. A Session View clip matrix of variations with follow actions and clip envelopes. A performance technique to resample into arrangement and consolidate a final crackle bed audio clip for mixing. Quick setup work in Live 12. Use only stock devices. Simpler or sampler, EQ8, Saturator, Redux, Grain Delay, Auto Filter, Hybrid Reverb, Compressor, Utility, Glue Compressor, and Monitor Resampling. A. Prep and Session View Setup 0 15 minutes 1. Set your tempo to match the DNB project, for example 174 BPM. 2. Create 3 audio tracks, Crackle A, Crackle B, Crackle C, and a return bus labeled R-Crack for reverb. 3. Load source material. If you have vintage vinyl samples, import 2-4 short crackles 5500ms and 1 long hiss. If not, duplicate and heavily process white noise to create convincing crackles, but recorded samples will be faster and more authentic. B. Layer A. Micro Crackle 1. Place a clicky crackle into simpler and classic mode. Isolate a tight transient, around 30 to 80ms. Use one-shot behavior and disable warp on the clip so transients remain intact. 2. At EQ8, high pass at 120hc, bell boost between 5 and 9khc plus 2 to plus 4 dB, and a high shelf above 12khc at around plus 2 dB for sheen. 3. Add saturator, drive around 2-4 dB, soft clip on, wet 40-60%. Add redux subtly, reduce sample rate to about 24-32 khc and depth 0-3% for tiny, digital artifacts if desired. 4. Create clip patterns. Fire the sample on 16th note grid positions. Build 4 clip variants, dense 16THS, sparser 16THS with 1/8 rests, a 1/32 offset for shuffle and a low volume background sheen. Use clip volume envelopes for microdynamics, tiny random gain changes of minus 3 to plus 1 dB across 16THS. C. Layer B. Sustained hiss slash texture 1. Put a long hiss into an audio clip on Crackle B. Warp with beats mode if it's transient rich, or tones if tonal, and detune by plus 1 to plus 3 semitones for movement. 2. Add auto filter, bandpass or low pass with cutoff around 2.5 to 6 khc. Set the LFO sync to 1/4 or 1/8. Small depth 6-12% for slow sweeps. Adjust phase to taste for push/pull against other layers. 3. Send Crackle B to hybrid reverb on R-Crack. Early size small, late size medium, decay 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Send about minus 8 to minus 12 dB. Finish with utility set to 80-95% width. D. Layer C. Flutter and pops tuned to rhythm 1. Use short pop samples in simpler or drum rock on Crackle C. Place them sparsely to align with kick and snare. 2. Pitch some pops down 3-7 semitones to add low thump harmonics that complement sub-bass, while retaining transient content. 3. Add grain delay, grain size 10-20ms, small spray, pitch plus or minus 2/4, dry/wet 15-30% for micro variation and stereo smear. 4. Compress with ratio around 4:1, attack 10-30ms, release auto for 2-6 dB of gain reduction to shape pops, so they breathe with the kicks. E. Bus and global processing 1. Group crackle A, B, and C into vinyl bed group. After the group insert, EQ8, HP at 4080hc, gentle dip around 250-400hc if needed. Saturator, analog style, drive 1.5-3.0, dry/wet 30-40% to blue. Glue compressor, ratio 2:1, attack tilde 30ms, release tilde 200ms, aiming for 1-2 dB of subtle compression. Auto filter with a very slow LFO 1/41 bar modulating cutoff for macro movement. 2. Send to our crack for reverb. Keep reverb wet low, around 10-20%, and roll off high frequencies in the reverb to preserve clarity. F. Session view variations and follow actions. 1. Make a 4x4 matrix of clip variations per layer. Change intensity, density, filtering, and pitch. 2. Use follow actions to evolve runs. Set clips to follow to next with 1-2 bar lengths and tweak probabilities for randomness. 3. Map scene and clip launching to a MIDI controller for hands-on performance. 4. Automate device parameters inside clips by revealing device automation in clip view. Use this to evolve saturator drive, auto filter cutoff, or reverb sends per clip. G. Performing to arrangement view 1. Create a resample audio track and set its input to resampling. Arm for recording. 2. Enable global record and set a countin if you like. Use the metronome. 3. Perform in session view. Trigger scenes or clips live to sculpt the crackle bed over 1/8 bar sections. Do multiple passes with different intensities. Quiet, mid, full. 4. Stop. Then consolidate the recorded arrangement clips CMD/Ctrl+J and rename them. Cracklebed 01, for example. 5. For comping, record multiple takes for different sections and cut and paste the best parts in arrangement. Use fades to remove clicks. 6. Warp the consolidated audio as needed. Beats mode for transient rich parts. Complex or Complex Pro for long hiss beds. H. Final edit and mix 1. On the final consolidated track do light EQ. High shelf at 912 kHz plus 1.5 dB, narrow cut 300-500 hertz minus 1.5 dB, HP at 3550 hertz. 2. Add sidechain compression key to the kick or drum bus. Aim for 1-3 dB of docking, attack 510 ms, release 70-120 ms so the bed breathes with the beat. 3. Use utility for micro volume automation to smooth hotspots. Apply fades and render to commit processing if you need CPU savings. 4. Optionally export the consolidated bed as a stereo audio file and re-import to commit processing. Common mistakes to avoid: oversaturating the bed. Keep saturator dry slash wet around 30-50% and subtle so the bed doesn't fight drums or sub. Leaving too much low end. Always HP the group at 40-80 hertz and manage pitched pops to avoid subsmear. Static textures. Use clip and device automation and follow actions to keep motion. Wrong warp mode for short transients. Use beats mode for punchy crackles. Complex for long hiss. Recording resamples without quantization or warp checks. If you need tight alignment, either record tightly or add warp markers afterward. Pro tip: stack timbre. Micro crackles at 618 kHz. Hiss at 38 kHz. Low thumps at 6200 hertz. Keep anything below 40-60 hertz out of the bed. Create stereo micro motion by duplicating crackle A. Offsetting 10-25 ms. Inverting phase slightly and panning opposite to widen without killing mono. Use clip transpose polymetric tricks. Slightly different loop lengths and transposes produce slow phasing. Save CPU by freezing and flattening heavy processing before final resampling. Emulate vinyl wow slash flutter with a tiny pitch LFO on the consolidated audio. Add an air layer. Very high pass noise or a reverse transient with short reverb for sheen under drops. Mini practice exercise. 32 bar bed at 174 BPM. Time estimate 30-60 minutes. 1. In session view, create 4 scenes. Intro sparse, build increasing density, drop full, out dying. 2. For each layer, make 2 variants, dry and filtered. Use follow actions to cycle dry slash filtered every 2 bars in build and drop. 3. Perform a live pass to arrangement using resampling to capture all 4 scene changes. Do a second pass focusing only on crackle for comping. 4. Consolidate, sidechain to the kick, and export practice crackle bed 01. Recap: you now have a complete blueprint for building a Grooverider style vinyl crackle bed in Ableton Live 12. Micro crackles, sustained hiss, rhythmic pops, session view variations with follow actions and clip automation, and the performance slash resampling workflow into arrangement for final editing and mixing. Use the practice exercise to lock in the workflow, then adapt filter cutoffs, LFO rates, and saturator drive to taste. Extra coach notes: workflow hygiene and advanced ideas, color code tracks and name clips with postfixes like D, S, F, P for fast performance recall. Build a performance rack mapping density, brightness, space and width to macros for big one-hand moves. Set clip launch quantization to 1 bar or 1/2 bar for tight changes. Reduce to 1/8 or none only if you're ready to edit timing later. If you lack recordings, synthesize crackles with very short white noise envelopes in Simpler, add redux and saturator. Use staggered loop lengths across layers for polymetric motion. 1/4 bar, 1.11.25 bars, 3/8 bar. Macro map multiple device parameters like saturator drive and redux depth to a single dust knob and automate it per clip. Always mono check and verify phase, especially when duplicating and offsetting layers. Before resampling, leave 1 bar silence at the start of each take and at least 2 bars tail for reverbs. Use short fades on edits. Freeze and flatten heavy processing after committing takes. Export stems for DJ ready versions. Final checklist before export: mono check and phase verify. HB below 4060 HC on the group. Sidechain tuned to the drum bus. Consolidated tails intact and fades applied. Freeze or flatten heavy devices if you need to save CPU. Export at 24 bit. Same sample rate, with tails rendered. That's the GrooveWriter Ableton Live 12 Vinyl Crackle Bed Blueprint using Session View to Arrangement View. Now open Live, set your tempo, and start building your bed record a pass. Comp it, and make it breathe with the drums.